All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for the opportunity to gather and worship together. What a wonderful worship team we have, and we're so grateful, Lord, for the opportunity to lift our hearts in song. And Lord, how necessary that is to make this place an oasis, Lord. We need that personal communion with you through worship. Now, Lord, as we open up the Bible, we pray that you'd speak to us, Lord. You'd guide us through your word as we begin yet another book of the Bible. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I heard that tonight is the Oscars. And I honestly don't really care, and I won't be watching, just so you know that. But it got me thinking about movies. And a lot of Hollywood's movie makers are into making sequels. And so I did a little research. Did you know there are 4 Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and here's a 5th one coming, so there are at least 3 sequels to that movie. Star Wars, there are 9 movies now, and counting. Harry Potter, there was 8, and I guess there's a whole new thing that she's doing or whatever. James Bond series actually produced 23 movies. How about that? Well, do you know which movie sequel or movies has the most sequels? Godzilla. Oh. 29 Godzilla movies. How about that? I have to say, my favorite sequel, though, does have to be Rocky. I mean, forget about it. You know what I'm saying? It was released in 1976, the original one, won 3 Oscars, and there have been 7 sequels since then. And then there's actually a new one coming out. Did you hear about it? It's called Rocky the Geriatric. It's a story of a boxer who is in a nursing home, and he gets tired of the green jello, and so he gets into the ring with the cafeteria lady and loses. That's the next one that's coming out, just saying. Well, most of sequels, I find, are usually pretty much lackluster. But today we begin 2 Thessalonians, which is the sequel, if you will, to 1 Thessalonians. And it is anything but lackluster. In the first letter, Paul addressed probably the clearest teaching in the New Testament about the rapture of the church. Paul described in that first letter our blessed hope, the promise of great deliverance to the church when Christ returns. Well, 2 Thessalonians now actually records and contains even bigger events than that, at least in terms of what the world will see. Paul will now talk about the 7 years of tribulation, some of the key events that will happen there, and the second coming of Jesus Christ when he will split the sky and with the armies of heaven return and set up his kingdom. Now, as far as we know, 1 and 2 Thessalonians are Paul's earliest letters. 2 Thessalonians was penned very likely a few months, but no more than a year after 1 Thessalonians. And if you remember, the Thessalonian church was a vibrant church, filled with brand new believers there in that city in Greece. It was having a great impact on the Jews and pagans. The first letter was a response to questions and confusion about the rapture. So Paul sent Timothy and the first letter down to comfort them and instruct them about those issues. Well, Timothy returned to Paul, who at that point was probably in Corinth, with more questions and more issues. So the second letter, Paul addresses those now. There are 3 things that Paul will address. Number 1, the opposition in Thessalonica was intensifying. So they were under persecution. The Jews and pagans in the area had sort of doubled down. And so the believers, though the church was growing, were really suffering physically. Secondly, some in the church had misapplied the teaching of the rapture and began to quit their jobs, started being lazy, started sitting around waiting for the Lord to come, and ended up mooching off the other believers' benevolence in the church. So Paul has to write and correct a wrong application of the rapture and its understanding. And then in chapter 2, verse 2, Paul mentions that there was a counterfeit letter supposedly came from Paul and some prophetic utterances that were being circulated that the church, because it was in persecution, had indeed missed the rapture and they had been left behind and that they were actually in the great tribulation. So Paul writes the second letter to answer those questions, to reassure and comfort the believers, And essentially, the false information that had come from those bogus letters had rattled the believers and stolen their hope, the hope of Christ's return, if you will. So Paul writes,